So I posted this, and it's a video, actually. And
oh, I wish I hadn't looked at that. I wish I hadn't looked at that.
You know what they say as comedians? They say if you could just make one person laugh,
yeah.
It's not supposed to be you. It's not supposed to.
Sorry.
Look at me. It's like I'm going to pass out.
100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Is everyone cool if we just start the podcast? Hey guys, new episodes of Two Bears, One Cave, and sitting in for Tom Segura, the legend himself, Howie right. Mandel. Thank you for doing this on such short notice.
In lieu of Tom, yeah. In lieu, you got the Jew.
He's in lieu, I got the Jew.
Now, you said, is everybody okay if we just start the podcast? But you don't wait for an answer.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
No, it's nice. It's kind of polite to say, is everybody ready? But then you don't wait for an answer, because there might be somebody in the room that's not. You got a guy climbing the walls over here. Why are you climbing? You weren't ready.
I like the spontaneity of things just starting.
We're ready. We're going.
The wide's ready.
Yeah, the wide's ready.
Bert. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, see, nobody was ready.
I guess you weren't ready.
Wide's ready.
Okay. So am I officially a bear?
You are.
A bear. Like in this sense, not like the grinder sense.
No, you are officially a guest bear. You have rights to percentages. We give points on our ad sales. You can ride the race car whenever you want. I'm trying to be a mogul, Howie.
I see that. I see that. We're in the studio, which is just a new building.
Yeah.
That you bought. It's a whole home.
It's a whole home. We converted everything into a studio. See, Tom is on the, and I would love to hear your two cents. Tom is in the
See
world.
My two cents, not hear it?
Just hear it.
Oh, because this is on YouTube also. No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I want to see your two cents.
You want to see my two cents.
Tom is in the world of rent your space, don't own your space. Build out your studio, but you don't.
See, mine is buy your space.
Yes.
Don't sell your space.
Done.
Never.
Never. I wish you could look at Tom's real estate options. Can I show you some of his old houses and you tell me if they were good buys or bad buys?
Did he sell them?
He sold one.
He shouldn't be selling. See, we were talking right before we were rolling. We're probably rolling.
That
was before you asked, is everybody okay with it?
I'm a soft narcissist. I just care about myself.
You do, but you ask the questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you say to your wife, do you love me? And then you just fuck her.
I brought it last night.
Oh, did you? I feel when you make that noise and you're talking about your wife, I feel like I shouldn't be in the room.
No, I gave her a foot massage and everything to start. We watched Grease. We had a bottle of wine. We had Thai food.
I'm loving your coasters.
What do they say?
Have you read? You don't know what that says? It says, I'm no gynecologist, but I know a dirty cunt when I see one. Did your wife buy this?
She bought them.
She bought them?
Everything's in here is hers.
So your wife went shopping for little knickknacks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the knickknack your wife is amazing. Let me, there are two, what does that one say?
There are two sides to every story, and you're a little cunt in both of them.
So she goes cunt shopping.
I guess.
Your wife, where does your wife get cunt? Yeah, I did, I actually bought, for my wife, I bought a keychain for her car that says, I'm the cunt on the keychain. She has that.
Yeah.
But I don't like driving, so she drives everywhere. And when
I don't like driving either.
I don't.
But it's because I like drinking.
So you like, I'd like designated. I'm a designated passenger. But anyway, we valet. And it's always just fun to watch the guy go get the keys and then look. He's just, you see him looking like, who's the cunt? And it's always my wife. But it's a gift from me. So it means, but I feel like your wife and my wife would get along really good. If this is how she shops.
Yeah.
Wow.
My little
sister. That could be a new podcast.
My little sister's
name. Two cunts.
I'm going to leave that there. I think they have it.
Two cunts, one cave?
Or two
that
cunts
would be really,
is the cave. Two cunts, three caves.
Two cunts, two caves.
Two cunts, two caves.
Two cunts, two caves. Obvious.
Yeah, obvious.
Right.
My little sister's name's Cotty, and when she first came out to visit in L.A., my little sister's way funnier than me. And she goes up, we were trying to get a table at a restaurant. And she goes, it was early, she was hungover.
Right.
She goes, three for Cotty, and he goes, cunty. And she just goes, yup, that's my name. Say it out loud. And sat back down. The guy goes, no, is that your name? She goes, no, you guessed it. That's my name. That's my name. And then she sat there with her arms folded. And he goes, you're ready. And she goes, I'm so sorry, I can't hear you. Who's it for? And he was like, it's for you. And she goes, no.
Just my name. Running.
And then he goes, cunty for three. And she goes, that's us. My sister is way, you want to hear a good, because you're Jewish, you'll get a kick out of this. So my sister, even if you're not Jewish, I think you'll like this.
No, I like this story, and I know this story, but tell me again.
No, you don't. No, you
yes,
don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no,
I do. I bet you I do.
Tell
I
it
bet
to
you
me.
I know
tell,
the story.
Tell it to me.
Is it the one where she works at
a
studio?
Motherfucker!
And she sends
us. Motherfucker! You know the story!
I do
God
know.
God damn it! You know it's bad when Howie Mandel goes, you've told me this story twice.
You were on my podcast.
I remember now.
Howie Mandel does stuff.
Howie Mandel does stuff. Fuck.
I bet you I just got two subscribers now.
You got a bunch of subscribers.
You Can really you think the... your people would come over to mine?
Bro, you're a legend. Are you fucking kidding me? Everyone loves everything you do.
I love what you do, and I love that story so much, and I've retold that story a bunch of times. It's so, but tell it, because maybe,
no,
why?
No. I'll do it with
Isn't
the
Isn't it for the listener?
I'll do it with the N-word. So this, no, I'm kidding.
No, tell the story. I love the story.
No.
And I'm stamping
telling,
it
I'm
as
not
a Jew.
I'm telling the story. I'm not telling the story. I'm going to tell you a different story. So the last time.
But now people in the comments are going, why don't you tell us the fucking story? Oh, you know what? If you want to hear the story, go to Howie Mandel Does Stuff
yep.
with Bert Kreischer as the guest.
Yep.
It's a brilliant fucking story.
Clip it out. Clip that little part out and then tag the story from your podcast and drive listeners there. That's what we do. God damn it. We're good together. So the last time we were together.
Yeah.
My computer started ringing. Do you remember this?
I know this story.
No, you
I was
not.
On your
no, you
podcast. I answered the phone.
Do you know the whole story, though?
The whole story?
Yeah, the whole story.
I think I do, but maybe not.
Okay, tell me the story.
I answered
yes.
the phone.
Yes.
Which I was fascinated that you gave out your phone number.
I got doxed, and my phone.
What is doxed to mean?
When someone doesn't like you, so they give out your phone number.
Okay. So what if they love you and they give out? Can you be doxxed?
I've done that before. I've doxxed people out of love. I doxxed my.
No, you tell the story. Go ahead.
No.
I don't know the whole. If aside from that you can watch your podcast and see what happened with me.
Yeah, you know what, guys? If you want to check this out, check out Berg.
This is just an episode of sending people to other episodes of other podcasts.
I got a good one from Joe Rogan. You guys should check that show out. No, so what happened is we were doing the podcast, and because I was doxxed, I changed phones. I got a new phone number, but my old phone number would go to FaceTime on my computer. So my computer would FaceTime. People would try to FaceTime me because I like FaceTiming people. And so it started FaceTime, and you go, what is that? And I said, oh, I got doxxed. And so the FaceTimes are fans just calling. You answer it. And I said, okay. And so we answered it and you answered it and the guy was frozen.
Right.
And you're like, how did you get my number? And the guy's like, Howie Mandel? And you go, yeah, well, don't call me. You keep calling me. And he was like, I thought this was someone else's. And you go, who did you think it was? And you fucked with the guy. It was hilarious.
Right.
Now, here's what happened. So I was on a good OCD kick. I was not having any issues of repeating thoughts and
right.
And I was good with this whole phone number thing had bothered me, had tweaked me a little bit. So I go to the guy like a fucking idiot. I go to that computer and I go to text that guy, like, hey, can we use you on your thing on our
from
my computer,
your new number,
my new fucking number. Have I told you this story? If I told you this goddamn story, Howie, I'm gonna fuck it.
You did. Really, to be honest with you, I kind of, we've talked. We've had a lot of conversations talked.
Yeah.
So I thought on this episode, I should just show up. Just sit silently. There isn't a podcast. There's no episode where just two guys just sit, don't say anything, and just think about the great stories that we've shared in the past.
Okay.
Remember that one? That Oh, man. And if they want to know what these are, just every other episode on every other podcast. Yeah. Not this one.
Yeah, not this one.
Not this one. We have already pre-shared. No, but go ahead.
What if you did a podcast? I want to do a podcast. Have I told you this before?
Yep. Yeah, you have.
I want to do a podcast.
The fact is, we've only done two shows together. I did yours, and I did mine.
You my best stories. No, when I was 22, I got involved with the Russian Mafia.
That one you've told everyone.
Okay.
And did a special.
Okay, can I tell you about the time I got my hair cut?
Which hair are we talking about?
Top hair.
Okay.
Top hair.
No.
So this is a good story.
Let us be the judge of it after the story.
Okay.
I always say you can't say this is a good one or have you heard this joke? This is hysterical.
Yeah.
I think that you need to judge after. I don't like when people go, this is the best joke in the world.
Yeah.
And then my expectations are so high, that usually doesn't meet the expectations. So if you say your haircut story is phenomenal, bring it, buddy. It better be fucking phenomenal. This is the best fucking haircut story we are about to hear. And if you're going to share a really good haircut story, who better to share it with than this face? Look at this. Great haircut stories with Howie Mandel.
My hands are sweating. Let me get a sip of coffee and get this story ready. I gotta
rewrite
it in my
head. My nuts are sweating. I don't know if...
I got to rewrite it in my head and make sure it's punched up.
Is that how you drink coffee? You sip loud like that?
I slurp. If it's too hot, you slurp. It brings in air. It cools it down.
I didn't even know there's a method to that madness.
Oh, have you never seen Asian people eat soup?
No.
Oh, you haven't that's where I got
all Asian. You got it from the Asian people.
Her name's Sandy. Her name's Sandy. You want to hear a good story about her, Howie?
Yeah.
So,
are you going to mix it after the haircut story?
I'm going to lead in with
start
this.
Start with Sandy.
I'm going to start with Sandy, and then I'm going to go to haircutting. I might slide in haircutting so quick you don't even notice it. So that you go, wait, did you?
Have you ever listened to Jews drink water?
It's my favorite podcast.
Jews drinking water?
Jews drinking water.
Yeah, we're not good with water. I don't know if you know the story. Do you remember the story in the Bible story?
No.
When we escaped, the Jews escaped. We walked through the desert for 40 fucking years. We finally get to water. We finally got to the water. What would anybody else do? If you finally, 40 years in the desert, in the fucking desert, looking for our homeland, we come to a body of water. What did we do?
You drank it?
No. We waited for a miracle. We waited for the water to part so we can walk on in more heat, in more sand. Like we didn't even go in. We didn't swim. We didn't take a dunk. We didn't take a drink. We're not going toward the water until the water moves away so we can have more desert. I don't really understand what the history, why we did that. But
if I was a smarter comic, I would have had a really great joke. You know what we did with the water? What's it called when a government controls all the water? Is a word?
Russia?
No. Yeah.
I don't know when the government
controls water. Then they've taken that water and then you have to buy it from the government. What's that called?
Communism?
It is something like that.
I don't know. I've never lived where somebody else controlled my water.
It's really popular in Africa. Like where they're
it
not, yeah, it's a problem.
You have hit every, for the last 3 seconds, you've told me how Asians drink soup.
Yep.
How the Africans don't own their own water.
Their microloans are big in Africa.
Right.
I know a lot of.
But have I been canceled?
Not yet. Canceling's like swimming with sharks.
It is.
You just got to keep your feet up every now and then.
Okay. Okay. So what is they're looking at this, water rights facts? When do you believe that you have found, like, I see you scrolling through.
There's he's never in a million years gonna find this.
He doesn't find it, but he's not clicking on anything. If there's water right, federal government owns water. History of clean water. Summary of clean water. Does government control the water? Click on that. What is does the government control water? The state, the Safe Drinking Water Act. No, that's not what you're looking at.
It's not colonize. They own the water.
Well, is this supposed to be?
What does it mean to regulate
isn't
water?
Isn't there a story about the haircut that we can move to until we figure out what happens to that? Or what was the other thing?
Asian friend Sandy, who taught me how to drink soup, her name's Sandy.
Right.
And one day we're all sitting around and someone says to her, you know what it is, tat. I go, what's tat? She goes, oh, it's my, what?
What?
Privatization of water. Privatization of water is when they take over. Yes, take, and so what the joke would have been, hold on, the joke would have been, do you know what the Jews first when they got to the where they did go privatize it? That would have been the joke, and then it would have murdered.
Yeah,
it
but nobody, have. But nobody even knew what privatization.
But you
means.
Would have gotten it though, right?
No, and the point is that like what they'd be going, what the fuck does that even mean? What does that mean? And then you'd have to Google for the next 10 minutes to find out it's a punchline, and they wouldn't even have thought it was really funny as much as they would have thought, oh, he's well read.
Hold on,
and let's, he's not. He just is this. In a room with people who are reading.
Do this. Tell the story again, and let me do my line, and let's just see if it's funny.
Okay.
Okay.
So the Jews walk for 40 years in the desert.
Really?
40 years under the hot. Beaming sun, baking sun in the sand with no, everybody's just chafed and hot. And we finally get to the water. We finally, after 40 fucking years looking for the homeland, we get to the water. What do you think we do?
Privatize it?
It's hysterical.
Do you know how hard it was to keep a straight face during that story? Because I got so excited, like they were calling my name at the Chicago Bulls. I'm like, privatize it.
Brilliant joke.
This is a good joke.
You know what they say as comedians? They say if you could just make one person laugh, it's not supposed to be you. It's not supposed to. It's supposed to be like somebody in the audience. All right. So what did Sandy do?
So Sandy, Sandy's, we're having Chinese New Year's at her house, and one of her family members calls her Tat. I go, what the fuck's Tat? She goes-
Is Sandy Chinese?
Yeah, she's Chinese. She goes, it's my Chinese name. I said, what? She goes, I grew up in Boston in the 70s. I couldn't have a Chinese name. It wasn't like a super forgiving place. So one day we all sat around the table and we picked white people names so we could assimilate.
Right.
I said, for real? She goes, I go, everyone? She goes, yeah, everyone. I said, well, how'd you come up with Sandy? And she goes, well, I was new. Because she was not from this country. She goes, I was a new girl at school from a different country.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't very cool. But I had just seen this movie about this new girl from a different country that had a hard time fitting in at school. And at the end of the movie, she was the coolest girl at that school. That movie was Grease.
Grease,
and
Sandy.
So I picked Sandy. I said, wow, that's crazy. I said, how did everyone else pick her name? She goes, for movies. Ask my dad Rambo how he got his name. It's a true story.
Is that a true story?
He had to change it. He didn't know.
That what does Sandy do today?
I don't know. She goes to Vietnam and buys stuff and then brings it back.
Yeah. Has she had any plastic surgery?
No. Not at all. She's Asian. She doesn't need it.
No, but I'm saying maybe she enhanced herself.
No, like, she
no
hasn't.
Tit for tat is what you're saying.
Her last name's Tat. And so that's so fucking hilarious. No tit for tat. No tit for tat. I'm fucking calling Leanne right now to tell her no tit for tat.
Okay.
Sandy, no. Oh, wow. This is going to murder.
Is that better than privatizing water?
Well, I don't know. We're going to try the privatizing water joke on Leanne in a second.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Good luck if she answers.
You play fucking arenas, and now you're just – there's arenas and Leanne.
And Leanne, yeah.
What do you get more satisfaction from?
Leanne.
Okay.
If she sends me the voicemail.
Somebody laughed in the back.
Fucking what the fuck? Do you ever just want to cancel your wife's phone and go, you don't get a phone anymore? If you don't know how to answer it, you don't get a phone.
How do you know she doesn't know how to answer it?
She's not.
She maybe doesn't want to.
That's the whole point. That's why she doesn't get a phone anymore. No one gets phones. I would like to have all the phones in my hand and go, you'll answer this.
You could take away your wife's phone. You're at that point in your marriage where you can go, no phone for you, time out.
No, I definitely could not.
No, okay.
I definitely could not. That would not happen.
All right, but we'll try her again a little later, and we'll try the privatization or tit for tat.
Yeah.
Which one will get the bigger response from Leanne?
Tit for tat, a home run.
She won't even know what privatization is.
Yeah.
I didn't. I'm not knocking your wife. I know, but nobody else in this whole room knew what it was.
It's like a,
it took nine people to Google. It's like but a, everybody knows what tit is. Nobody knows what privatization is.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I bet there's a lot of kids that don't know what Rambo is.
But I bet you if you would have said the Jews walked for 40 years in the fucking desert, they got to the water. What do you think they did? They all took off their robes and we saw their tits. I mean, it's not good.
I mean,
it's not good.
I went more like a John Mulaney way. You went more like a Tom Segura way.
That's Tom. Tom would love it. Tom can have it. If you're watching, you can have that. You can have
Tom
that.
Tom needs
joke.
Material.
Does he need material?
Yeah.
He's doing like a world tour now.
He's doing a world tour. It's his last tour. I don't think he's going to tour after this. I think he's done.
Well, with jokes like that, you don't want to go back. You don't want to, he doesn't want to tour anymore?
No, I think he really pressed it on this tour, and he's playing Argentina.
I know, I saw that online. Like, how do you do, like, is there a lot of English speak, or does he do it in Spanish?
No, he doesn't. Well, I think his Argentina show is in English, but he does do stand-up in Spanish.
He does stand-up in Spanish.
Yeah, same response, silence, but it doesn't.
In Spanish, though.
In Spanish.
But silence in Spanish has more of a flair to it.
It does. Spanish is such a sexy language. If I could speak any other language, it would be Spanish.
Really?
Yeah, it feels like you're starting a revolution or making love, you know? Like, I speak a little bit of Spanish, but just enough to buy drugs in Mexico. I would love to, like, Israeli seems really like a rough language.
Nothing sexy about it. You think Israeli is sexy?
Israeli sounds like makeup sex.
Really?
Yeah.
There shouldn't be, in anything that sounds sexy, there should be no ch sounds.
Yeah.
Ch is not sexy. Well, it can be sexy if the ch is, yeah, pull it out a little bit. Yeah, that, then it is.
You don't want to hear a woman going, I think I'm humming. I'm going to hum all over the
room. Or you're humming and I'm choking on it.
I'm humming all over your chest.
But that's not sexy, the sound.
No, it's not.
All the other languages are sexy. Russian's not sexy either.
It's so funny, my hairdresser was Israeli.
A lot of hair stories.
No, I was trying to slide it in so you wouldn't notice it. That's when a joke's
you have
the
a
best.
Hairdresser?
The joke is
you don't have a person that does your hair?
No,
it's a hairdresser? That's
no,
a that's a do that
no,
you have?
It's because you either when I was a kid, you went with your dad and got a barber, or you went with your mom and got a hairdresser. And so I started saying hairdresser because I always went with
you
my
know
mom.
Funny? I'll tell you a funny story about a hairdresser.
If here funny,
exactly what story, I just told you.
Yeah, it better be a funny story.
It better be a funny story. My son Alex,
yeah,
who is the producer of my podcast, mm-hmm, and he had hair. He used to have hair. I guess in a picture, he had hair. We let his hair grow. Mm-hmm. His hair was really long. And finally, my wife said, you know, he needs a fucking haircut. You better take your son for a haircut. At this time, he was like 7 or 8. And there was only one place that he would go. It was like a Supercuts,
yeah,
or something. So I took him to the Supercuts. They have Supercuts, not super hairdressers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I took him to Supercuts, and the person that he was comfortable sitting with was not there that day. He was really upset. And they said he won't be back. And I told my wife, I'm going to bring him home. She goes, no, get him a fucking haircut. I go, oh, okay. So I go, and there's a hairdresser in this strip mall. It was like a Spanish hairdresser, it was a Mexican hairdresser.
I love I watch this only on TikTok. Keep going.
A salon.
Yeah.
It was like a salon for ladies. So I just said, I'm going to get him a haircut. So I go in and a lady's at the door and she doesn't speak any English and I don't speak any Spanish. And I go, hair cut. And he's going, Dad, no. And I'm going, just be quiet. You can't say a word. You don't say a word.
Yeah.
And he doesn't say a word. He's 8. He's got this long hair. And she goes, okay. I make beautiful. And I go, okay. So I go and I put him in the chair with him. He's like 7 or 8 years old. And I said, I'll be back soon. You do not say a word. And I go get a coffee or something. And I leave. And then I come back. And it's this Mexican hair salon. And I look, as I walk, there's a lady sitting in a chair. And she has like the first lady in the first chair has like a bouffant with her hair flipped up. in a nice little haircut. The second lady in a chair with a different hairdresser has a like a big like a beehive with her hair flipped up. And I get to my son, and he's sitting there with a tear coming down his cheek with bouffant and his hair flipped up. They had no idea this was a little boy. They gave him an old Mexican lady's hairdo, and he's crying. And I told him not to say a word. And the thing was, I thought it was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
He's crying. There's nothing worse than a bad haircut.
Bad haircut?
It's such a real thing because you can't fix it.
No, and it's done. It's a do. They don't know this is a boy. They don't. And I paid the lady, and I gave her a $20 tip, and I said, come with me. And he's going, Dad, no, no. And I'm going, no, you got to. And I brought him home. I wouldn't let her fix it. And my wife, I walked in the door, and my wife goes, what the fuck did you do? I go, well, you're going to send me to go get him a hair? Isn't it beautiful? And he had his friends over. He had this horrible Mexican lady's haircut. For about 2 weeks.
Until you threw him a quinceañera. My haircut story is not that good. Oh, yours is so much better.
But that's a true story. That's a true story.
That is fucking hilarious.
Okay.
God, what that is fucking hilarious.
So tell me the Sandy story.
What was the Sandy story?
You told me there's a Sandy. Oh, the Sandy was the Rambo story. Rambo, you had a haircut story.
My haircut story is not... is not as good.
But they can edit the podcast and put it first, and no. I can go, oh, and now you got to hear my story.
So the guy who cut my hair did everyone's hair. Yeah, it was really hard to get a hold of. He came in once a month on a Thursday.
What do you mean came in to the LA?
He lived in Santa Barbara, and he would come in and do hair once a month, and it was really hard to get. So you kind of had to like time it out. You get a call, hey, his name. I'll say his name's Tom.
Why don't you want to call him out?
Because I'll tell you this story because it's a weird story. I hope if he hears this story, he's cool with this story. So I really hope so. So he says to me,
no, he didn't call out his name.
He goes, he was really hard to get a hold of. So he comes in on Thursdays, and I get a call. Now Leanne had just dumped me because. We had gotten into an argument, and two of her friends didn't like me.
She took away her phone.
They were teaming up on me, so I was in a bad spot.
Her friends were teaming up on you?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That sounds like a positive.
You'll hear.
Okay.
You'll hear. So I'm in a bad spot. I'm crying. I can't. I'm watching Fight Club on repeat. I'm just in a bad spot, and I get a call from the place, and they go, hey, Tom is going to be in town Thursday. Do you want to get a haircut? And I said, no, I'm good. And so they're like, okay. And so I hang up.
How much Thursday, is a haircut from this guy?
Like $80. So Thursday comes around, and it's Tom. And he calls my house, and he goes, hey, I'm here. Come get a haircut. He goes, I know you do. Come get a haircut. And I was like, hey, man, I can't. And he goes, why? I said, I'm going through something. He goes, tell me what's going on. And I said, I got dumped by a chick. I'm having a hard time getting over it. He goes, I'll tell you what. The thing you need is a haircut. There's nothing better than a good haircut. It'll make you feel like $1 million. Why don't you come down? We'll talk. We'll figure out what's going on with you and this chick. And wow. I love this guy. So I go, all right, you know what? So I drive down. I get there. And he is sitting by a pool table drinking a beer. Now, he was a recovering heroin addict. So I go to him. I go, hey, what are you doing with the beer? And he goes, you want one? I said, no. I said, well, I don't know. Maybe. It's part of the story. He goes, why don't we have a beer and talk about it? I go, I thought you were a recovering heroin addict. And he goes, dude, heroin was my problem, not beer. I can have a cold beer with a friend and talk about what's going on. So,
but if you're an addict, that's...
So I said, okay. So we crack a beer and I go, her friends think I have a drinking problem. And he goes, how many? I said, what? He goes, this is my expertise. How many? He goes, I've been in recovery forever.
How many friends or
how many friends? Beers? How many friends think you have a drinking problem? I said, two. And he goes, fuck them.
Fuck the friends.
I said, really? And he goes, let me tell you something. If one person tells you have a tail, fuck them. They're crazy. If two people tell you have a tail, they're teaming up on you. But if three people tell you have a tail, turn around. I go, for real? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, you want to smoke a joint? I was like, huh? He's like, you want to smoke a joint? I go, what do you mean? He's like, go to the bathroom, smoke a joint. I said, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to hammer this, but I thought you were in recovery. And he goes, yeah, for heroin. Smoking weed wasn't my problem. Drinking beer wasn't my problem. Doing heroin was my problem. Are you going to smoke a joint with me or not? And I go, no, no, we'll smoke a joint. So we go into the bathroom, we smoke a joint. He goes, you love this girl? I said, yeah. And he goes, get her back. Fight to get her back. Do everything in your power to get her back. You don't want to lose the good ones. And I said, yeah.
Oh, fight.
Yeah. And so I said, okay. So we go out and we go to get a haircut and he grabs another couple beers and he takes a straight razor with one hand as he drinks a beer and he cuts my hair with a straight razor and his thumb. It hurts so fucking bad.
Straight razor and his thumb.
And his thumb, he's just going like this and just cutting it. And I'm watching and he's barely paying attention because he's high as fuck. And he cuts bangs that look like Simple Jack from Tropic Thunder. And they and as he cuts them, they stick up. And he leaves a lot of hair on the back.
It's already
and
I better than my son's
so
story.
Bad. I look so bad. And he goes, hey, man, I hope you get that girl back. And now he's visibly wasted. He's like, I hope you get that girl back. And I was like, with his haircut. And so I go to my car and I start crying because now I look like an idiot. I'm never getting her back. I drive to my house. I walk in my door, go to my bedroom because I just want to cry. And she's sitting on my bed. And I go, the fucking interview here. She goes, what happened to your hair? It was the baddest haircut I've ever gotten in my life.
But you're with her.
I know. I got her back. He's a great guy. I love that guy. I tried to get a haircut from him again, and he went. I think he went back to rehab. And I think beer and weed was his problem.
But he got it. Like that's a happy ending.
He got me.
That's a better story than my son.
Oh no!
I think it is
crying. There's something so real when you fuck up someone's hair. I've done it. I remember when Caesar haircuts were in. Do you remember that?
Caesar haircuts?
Do you remember when Caesar haircuts?
Yeah, during the Roman ages. I saw Caesar had it. You have a little short bangs. You put some leaves. You make a little stick or a twig with
Willy. I didn't know Caesar was a real person.
You thought it was a salad.
No. I thought it was a play by Shakespeare.
Wait, you didn't know?
I didn't know it was based on a real dude. Like, Macbeth's not a real dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then Caesar.
Puck's not a real dude.
Who?
Puck from A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Right.
And so I didn't know Shakespeare's, but we were in Italy with the girls. And they said, this is where Caesar was killed. And I went, hold on.
Wait, you were already like a grown person with children?
I was 49. And I was like, Caesar is a real person? And I just watched my daughter Isla go, oh, this is going to be a good one. And I was like, yeah. And then Isla said to me, Dad, explain. And the lady goes, yeah, Caesar is a real person. And I was like, I thought he was just a play.
And a haircut.
And she said, I said, when was he alive? And she said, he was alive before Jesus. Right. I said, there's stuff before Jesus? And she goes, oh, and Isla goes, wait for it. She goes, Dad, tell her all the stuff you think was before Jesus. And I just went, dinosaurs? And the lady's like, and Isla just goes, Baby Walrus doesn't read a whole bunch. They call me Baby Walrus. And so, but I didn't know there was, but the Bible, I swear to God, I thought the reason that it was so willy-nilly was that they wrote it on stones.
And it's hard to
and so
read.
Yeah, if you're gonna
stone.
Well, if you're gonna write into stone, you're not gonna get super into description.
Right.
You're gonna be like,
right.
He split the sea. That's it. He split the sea. That's not gonna
right. You can't, details are yeah, tough.
Details
to,
are tough when
to
you're
carve into stone.
Because didn't Moses bring out the Ten Commandments on tablets?
Tablets. Yeah.
So then, why were they writing stuff on stones if they could at the time also write stuff on paper?
You know what? You're making more sense than the actual real history. Maybe you're right.
I mean, like, it seems crazy.
Wouldn't it be weird if people found out that you were right? There was like three dinosaurs that died from their farts because they say that's what happened. The flatulence of the dinosaurs.
Same as cows?
Yeah, but dinosaurs are much bigger. Their flatulence was the warming of the planet.
How
they couldn't
aggressive
live.
Do you think a dinosaur fart would be? I mean, that's like a sandstorm.
Oh, it's more.
Oh, my God.
It's more. It depends what dinosaur you're talking about. But the dinosaurs farted, they died, and then Jesus showed up. That's the way. I think that's the history. That's your history. And then there was a salad, and some guy goes, that's my salad.
Caesar haircuts. That was my point.
Yeah.
Do you don't remember the Caesar haircut?
Who are you pointing at?
The Caesar haircut.
Oh, that's the Caesar haircut.
Yeah. It was like really popular in like 2000. 97, 2000.
2000, I was already, I think I was already shaved, so I wasn't aware. And the truth of the matter is, in my world, none of my haircuts in my whole history of my life were, never had a name. I didn't know names to haircuts.
Hold on. So what would you say when you went to get, pull up Howie Mandel haircuts. What would you say when you'd go to get your haircut? Just,
can I get a haircut?
And then what would they do?
You'd, give me a haircut?
No, you wouldn't say like, I want it tight on the sides and.
I would do that. I would do like, yeah, or I don't know what that one that he's pointing at is. It's just like, it was like my head was like a giant armpit. It was just that's just an armpit. It's just like it's pubic. Hair.
Did you ever grow it long?
Yeah, I had it really. There it is. See, I look like that guy from Stranger Things. Look at me. I was a little girl. I look like a little fucking girl. There I am. That's me. Don't I look like a girl? So that's a haircut. I said, can I get a haircut? So they made it look like a haircut. Oh, everybody thought I was a girl.
I've always given notes on a haircut. Like I've always said like what I want done.
I never did. I mean, I learned later on it was a mullet. I didn't even say, leave me. I've never gone in and said, can I have a mullet? A mullet wasn't something you asked for when mullets were really in before Theo Von brought them back.
He did bring them back.
He did bring them back. But I never mentioned, hair has never been a big deal for me.
What was the day you decided to shave it off?
The day I decided to shave it off was, I talked about it in my act a little bit. I got a part in a movie where I was going to be a bad guy and I was trying to, I was shaving and I was trying to even my sideburns. And this one was up a little higher than this, and then that's this crazy. One was up a little higher than this, and this was up a little higher than this, and then this was, and then I thought, okay, I'll look like a bad guy because it'll be like here, it'll be here. And then I couldn't get that even, and then it was like kind of a weird mohawk, and then that wasn't even, and then I just went, I played for a little while, like you got hair art on my head, and then I had a little, and then I shaved it, and then I thought, okay, it'll grow back, and then I thought, oh, fuck, this is clean. This feels clean.
Yeah.
Like the first thing that feels dirty when you think you need a shower is your hair, right? It feels kind of greasy and dirty. And then I thought, this feels clean. And because of my OCD and my germophobia, I said, this is kind of cool. And then I went and I showed my wife what I had done. And she went, what the fuck did you do? And I thought, that's a good response.
Yeah, that's
that's the first time she's responded to a, like a haircut. And then I kept it. I kept it. I did a movie. What movie was it? Rich is here, some of the guys that I work with. Remember that movie that I did with – what? Yeah. Who was in it? It was Gary Marshall's son directed it. Scott Marshall directed it. And I don't know that it even came out. Spin Cycle. It's called Spin Cycle. Look up Spin Cycle. See if it even came out. Spin Cycle was the name of the movie. I remember Sarah Chalk was in it. And Spin Cycle movie. Is it out anywhere? We're about to see this. Is that it? Spin Cycle movie?
Was Amy Schumer in it?
No.
2000?
2000. So yeah. It was. So you said 2001. Yeah. I said I had already shaved. So that's when I shaved. There it is. Howie Mandel, Sarah Chalk. I'm in that movie. I'm the bad guy. I shaved my head for that movie. Wow. I haven't seen the movie. I didn't.
Really?
I
don't
never
go, saw it.
No, I don't really go, watch myself. I won't. Would you, go ahead.
Oh no, I love it.
Watching me.
Watching me.
Oh, I thought you'd love. Do you like watching me?
I love watching you too.
Yeah,
but I love watching me. I
you're
watch
not critical of yourself.
It's so funny. The things I see, things will alert me that I go ooh. But I watched my movie, The Machine, and I was so distracting in it because I was crying the entire time that they asked me next time to sit in the back of the room because of my sitting in the front was affecting everyone else's notes because no one wanted to give notes because they're like, he fucking loved it. I was crying the second I saw the opening scene. I started bawling, crying, and you could hear me in the front row, this is awesome. This is so great.
And that was a note session?
Yeah.
And you're just going, it's awesome. It's not good. So you had no critical notes. You had nothing. You didn't want
to. No, I was like, don't change a thing. It's so perfect. It's like a love song to me.
Did they?
Yeah. And they were like, no, we're changing a lot of it.
I can't watch myself. I can't. I don't like the way I sound. I don't like the way I look. I don't like anything about me. I'm not a huge fan of mine. I go to just about every show I do, but I'm not. I can't. I don't like me.
I don't like. I'm better when I'm edited. Like, I love, I don't remember what we say on these podcasts. I don't remember what I say on any podcast. So sometimes
I know you want to tell the same story again.
By the way, I've been telling the same story for 9 years on stage. I think sometimes when I watch a clip, I go, oh shit, I said that? Like, I'll be like, ooh, wow, that was way to go, Bert. I didn't think about many repercussions on that statement.
But that's what makes you charming, and that's what makes it work, and that's why people love you. And
I hope.
You know. That's why you are playing to the audiences you're playing to, the sizes. That's why people love you. Don't go changing anything. I just sit and cringe. I think that's more normal for people to listen to the sound of their voice and not like their voice.
Yeah.
Or be edit themselves. But sometimes I probably would edit what other people like. So I will. Yeah,
that's accurate. Well, I was not comfortable with my body in a couple scenes or the way a shirt fit. That's what I notice.
You didn't like the way a shirt fit?
Yeah.
Like you don't even like a shirt.
Yeah, no, I don't. I know, because they blouse out on me, and you can see that I look worse in clothes sometimes than I do shirtless, I feel like. And so, like, that's the things.
Blouse?
Blouse.
Is that a word?
Am I saying it wrong?
No, is that a word?
Yeah, blouse.
Blouse, is what you wear. Like, yeah, a blouse. Woman, look at me in this blouse.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a man's blouse.
Yeah,
I don't think there is such a thing as a man's blouse, right? Is there such a thing as a man's blouse? I'm asking
type
a female.
Type in man blouse.
There's a female in the room.
By the way, this is great merch right here, Howie.
Man blouses. You should sell man blouses.
A man blouse something for a guy with a belly where a blouse is out.
Men's blouses. Did you look up blouses?
Ooh.
Men's blouse. That's a blouse.
Wait, get the definition of blouse. I wonder what a blouse actually is. It's a shirt.
I think you're going really hard on the S.
Am I?
You're going, yeah, blouse.
Blouse.
I think it's a blouse.
Blouse.
But it's not a blouse.
Blouse.
That's a louse with a B on it. Man's blouse. A woman's loose upper garment resembling a shirt, typically with a collar, is a blouse. But a man's blouse, what is a man's? I bloused my trousers over my boots. It's a word.
Oh,
it is
a
word.
Yeah, you blouse it.
I never said that. I never said we need to blouse. I'd like to blouse my pants. I'm going to tuck my, usually I tuck my slacks into my boots, but tonight I'm going to blouse them out and see if the ramifications are worthwhile.
I'm
going to
blouse my jacket over my watch.
Wow. I never thought I'd be on this podcast, that this would be the podcast where we'd be talking about blousing.
That would be great if we could come out with man blouses and make a new merch line.
I would love. You should do that.
Yeah.
Two bears,
one blouse.
Two bears, one blouse. That's the shirt.
People are showing up at your shows with blouses on, and it looks cool.
With two bears on it.
Two bears, and then it just blouses.
One blouse. That's better than my merch. My merch just said stuff, but you have a blouse. You have a man blouse.
How much merch do you have? What's your website? Howie Does Stuff.
How he does stuff, yeah.
What's your merch look like?
It's just starting. I'm just, what? HowieMandel.com. I didn't even know where to get it. I don't have any blouses. Let's see what it looks like. I don't even know. I'm wearing some. New merch, click here.
Ooh, brand new merch.
I got brand new merch. What is the brand new merch? Let's see what the brand new merch is. It's just a black, blank stuff. A lot of things with stuff. That the first one, go back to the first one that said, is this COVID related? Do you know what that is?
No.
So I did a post on TikTok that got me in trouble. It was a prolapsed anus. Do you know what a prolapsed anus is?
Rachel just brought this up. She goes, did anyone see Holly's post on the prolapsed anus? I definitely know what a prolapsed anus is.
Why? You say that with such pride.
No, I know. I just follow a lot of porn stars and I've heard their struggles.
Wait, is that a struggle? Because yeah. I did. Do you know what H3 is? The podcast.
H3. Yeah.
Yeah. So he.
Ethan Klein.
Yeah. He celebrated it, and he had a guy on that does a prolapsed anus trick for. He's got a website where he does it on for porn. He can actually prolapse his anus. He blows.
I think I know this.
It's
guy.
Like a. You
I think
know how
I
you
know this guy. I think I met this guy. I think he was backstage at my show in Vegas.
Backstage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Backstage.
So but he can inflate and protract his anus and then suck it back in. It's like balloon animals for adults.
It's like an elephant nose. Like he can put a pencil and then elephant nose his anus out, grab it, and then suck it back up.
Yeah, I think he can. So I don't know if that's... Listen, I'm a judge of talent.
Pull up the Poe Lapsanis picture. Can I see it?
No. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Well, we can edit it out, but I'd like to see that.
But I got in trouble for it.
Type in Howie Mandel Poe Lapsanis.
Oh.
That's not what you want to be known for on the internet.
No, but enough that I do have... So I didn't know it was a prolapsanus. I didn't know what I was looking at.
Hold on. So you just tweeted it, and you're like...
There it is, the first one. So I posted this... And it's a video, actually. And
I wish I hadn't looked at that. I wish I hadn't looked at that. Oh, I don't think I know what a prolapse anus is. I don't think I know what a prolapse anus is.
I didn't know what it was. I thought somebody taped something to the back of themselves. I thought it was like a...
And so tell me the rest of the story.
I posted it, and I just said, this is my friend Neil, and I asked if this is COVID-related. It's not my friend. I just found the picture, and I said that, and I said, is this COVID-related? I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And then my son called me hours later and said, Dad, what did you post? I go, I don't know. It's a funny. I saw a funny picture with wet meat on the back of pants. And it's not funny. It's not funny. And he said, take it down. And I said, why? He goes, you're trending worldwide. It had like 100 million clicks worldwide on Twitter.
What a fucking great moment.
Really?
Oh, how fucking hilarious is that?
Better than the tat moment with the haircut or Sandy or Asian sipping soup?
It's not as good as your son getting a Mexican woman's haircut.
Okay.
It's not as funny as that. But how funny, much fun to be an internet passerby and someone just goes, why is Howie Mandel trending?
Right.
And
that's exactly what was happening.
Oh, those and moments are
look, you're
brilliant.
Talking about it. Look, I'm soaked. Did I just get soaked?
You just got soaked.
Oh, my God. It was not a.
You just thing. Glistened. You just glistened.
I'm really sweating because it was rut. I didn't mean to do it. And yeah. It was a accident. And I just thought I was doing something funny. And it was just this random picture. I am sweating, like soaked.
That's so funny. You just broke into a sweat.
Well, because sponsors, I'm on.
Are network you serious?
I'm on network TV and sponsors.
Hold on. They hold on. Did people get upset for real?
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God, hold on. What world do we live in that we really think that you're actually tweeting a prolapse anus going like, hey guys.
Well, because they say you have a family audience and you're, I didn't know some guy's asshole coming out of his body. Look at me. It's like I'm gonna pass out.
Oh, I didn't know that it was some guy's asshole
Can you see
coming
this?
Out of his body.
Why is that funny?
It's just... It's the beauty of everything of just going like being like, wait, what did Howie Mandel tweet? And then you just with a straight face, is this COVID related? Then really not knowing. Wait, did you get in trouble? Are you serious? That's not fair. That's not fair.
I lost sponsors.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars I lost.
Oh my God.
And then I guess it's going away again. But the thing is.
Oh, we can edit this out if you want, but please don't. This is your fucking. This
you don't
is
have
your,
to. I'm being
this
honest.
Is your, yeah, this is honesty. This is honesty. Shut the fuck up. Oh, this is.
Look at me. Somebody give me something to wipe. Do you see this? Yeah. I was about to pass out.
Wait.
I didn't know this has really hurt me. This really like.
Did it really? But Howie, hang on. Okay, can I tell you? This is from my side of the fence. I go.
There's no fence.
You've got. But no, but like. Because what happens is something like that is people take sides, right? And they go, that's inappropriate. And then you are standing in the middle going, I don't know what I did. Like, is it bad? And then the internet fucking laughs hysterically because they go, he really didn't know what he did. That it's a genuine,
really
genuine
don't.
Mistake. A genuine mistake. And then...
To post a guy's ass who came out. I learned later that he was a weightlifter. And I think if you push too much, he lifted so much,
dropped. Yeah.
His ass came out of the back, not only out of his body,
yeah.
It ripped through his pants. That's a lot of pressure. Like if your ass is going to drop out, it didn't just come out. It escaped. Your ass escaped from wherever you was, and there was a lot of wetness. I thought it was just like a putty cake. I didn't know what it was. Pudding.
Oh.
I didn't know what it was. And my son goes, Dad. Please just take that down. I go, okay. So I took it down. This is at night, like 1 a.m. In the morning, I got a call from my agent. He goes, what did you do? I go, I don't know. What did I do? And they go, you posted a prolapsed anus. I said, stop right there. What is that? What is a prolapsed anus? I know with the word anus. I even know the word prolapse. Prolapse.
Is this from, and hang on, just so I can get the whole story. This started with Ethan Klein?
No.
Okay.
So Ethan Klein thought it was so funny that I posted this because he was dealing.
Ethan is.
I love Ethan.
He's the heartbeat of the internet. Like he knows internet. He knows internet before it knows itself, and he loves the internet. I've known Ethan for a very long time.
So he, because this had like 100 million clicks, I guess this was part of his thing, and not only did so, he, and it's kind of like he every guest that he had on, he would show this picture and have them comment on it.
Oh my God!
So is this COVID related? Look, I'll even show you like today. Like I can go on my TikTok right now.
When did you post this?
They'll tell me July 9th, 2022. They tell me every day, no matter what I post. I can post a silly person dancing, which I did today. Hang on. A silly person dancing, and we won't forget, Howard. Look at that. We still remember, Howard.
But this is the beauty of
that's
the
today.
Internet.
That's today. That's like everybody, and then they post a thing, and then they go, or they make fun of everything I do, and they go, "Is this COVID related?" So I made T-shirts. Is this COVID related? That's my merch.
Okay, can I ask a weird sidebar question?
Is this a sidebar question?
Yeah, because
my wife is texting to tell her I'm in the middle of it if it's really important. Okay, go ahead.
So like, but what's interesting to me about it is like, it doesn't hurt anybody, right? It doesn't hurt anybody.
Apparently it does. Whether if your ass
No, not the prolapse asshole.
Oh, okay.
The prolapse
all right.
Asshole
okay.
Definitely hurts people.
Oh.
It definitely does.
Oh.
No, but like is it okay. I would assume from the outside looking in that you have a ton
don't
of money.
You're using the wrong
I know. From 3,000 feet up, I feel like you have money, right?
I do.
Like a couple $100,000 for an epic internet moment is so like.
But more than that, I thought like it's not even the money. The thought that I'm really old school, that I did something that was so offensive that I, yeah. And they were making comments like children are seeing this and this will damage children. I don't even understand. Like I would have showed that picture to my kids and thought, look, there's a guy that does puppets out of the backside. Like I didn't know that it was a bad thing. I didn't know.
Oh, this is the beauty of, but you're, this is like.
Why is that beautiful?
I don't know. Cause it's the thing that makes the internet funny. I don't know the right way to say it, but like even the like, hey, we'll never forget Howard you gave the internet a joke. You gave a gift to the internet.
I did.
You gave the gift to people where they get to laugh together and share in the comments and giggle to each other.
Really?
And by the way, as someone who's been there a lot, and I've been there a lot.
Yeah.
I
haven't, so it really hurt.
Oh, then you need to stay away from Tom Segura because that's all he does. He goes after Garth Brooks every – Garth Why? Brooks did a promo video one time. I think I'm getting this right. Garth Brooks did a promo video where he was like, I'm going on tour. Let's get weird. And Tom goes, he is acting like a guy who has bodies in his backyard. And now for the past probably 7 years, 5 years, all that, if you read Garth Brooks's comments, all his comments are, where are the bodies at, Garth? Like anything.
I did not know that.
It's so bad that Garth Brooks, I think at
did
one
he get
point,
mad at Tom?
Oh, I think he hates Tom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think he hates Tom. But Garth, all Tom, and they look identical.
Yeah,
they write is, where are the bodies at, Garth? They go to shows and they hold signs up that goes, tell us where the bodies are, Garth. And so, but here's
Why?
The thing. Here's
so
the thing.
You're
here's
saying
the thing.
Garth
here's the thing.
Brooks.
So Tom and I got into an argument about this on Rogan because we talked about it the next day. Because at first I go, yeah, but you don't get. Like Tom doesn't get any hate in his comments. Like,
right.
And if he does, he doesn't notice because he really genuinely doesn't care. But like, right. As someone who cares, like they say that I fuck dogs in my comments. They say that that I smell in my comments. There was a period where they were calling me the most racist comic in America. All of my comments, I just didn't care. But then the racist thing bothered me. And then once you care, that's when it really skyrockets. So Tom was explaining
to you.
Do you
fuck dogs?
No, I don't. Oh, we got the clip for this week. So, but Tom was saying the thing to do, and I've had to understand this, is if Garth leaned into it just a tad bit.
Right,
it would be, it's understanding the internet. It's getting the internet.
So you want me to lean into this?
I would, yeah, lean into it. Just more, yeah, I'm more trying to, more prolapsed anuses.
I'm trying.
I think
can't do it. I can't do it.
I feel like I've prolapsed my anus at times.
I don't think you have. I think if anybody has, it's. Except this one guy that was on Ethan's show. And then I got in trouble. They said I was not respectful of him. He came on. Ethan tried to trick me. He goes, judge this talent. This guy comes on. He turns around. He pulls down his pants. And his ass blows out like a fucking, you know, balloon floating over Montana. I wanted to shoot it down.
Oh, my God.
But and then I made some comments or something. And then they go, you're being disrespectful. But the guy's a really nice guy. And I'm sure that's a talent. Anyway, so that's the merch. I'm happy to talk about it, but I'll talk about anything. Because I don't think I do anything malicious.
No, you don't have a malicious bone in your body.
That's our new merch.
Is this COVID related? That shirt, I'm definitely getting one of those.
I'll give you one. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to go to howlandhale.com. I will give you one.
I would love that shirt.
Especially now that you know what it's related to.
Oh, and by the way, you're going to sell a ton of shirts to these guys watching this who can't wait to jump in your comments. Our fans are going to be like, "Ah, definitely subscribing to Howie today."
Why does she know the lady?
She literally said today, have you seen Howie's Instagram? And I said, no, why? And she goes,
Instagram? It was TikTok.
TikTok. He posted.
I have 11 million followers on TikTok.
Do you really?
And you put up a prolapsed anus, you're going to get. Are you on TikTok?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
And what do you do on there?
I didn't understand TikTok at first, and then they explained to me it's technically stories, and they've been posting.
Doesn't have to be a story. You could just put up a prolapsed anus. There's no story there.
Yeah.
End of story. If that's called a happy ending, that's what it is.
That is a home run.
I do my own TikToks. Apparently.
You might want to hire a team.
I want a team. My son said take it down. I do it myself. It's all me.
Yeah.
It's all me. I don't have a staff like you.
It reeks of all you. It's got you all over it.
Thank you.
My TikToks are this woman, Victoria, pulls stories that I post or anything I post, and then she throws it on my TikTok, and they do well. A lady last night that delivered our Chinese or Thai food said, are you the guy from TikTok? And I so badly wanted to say, I do more than that.
But you didn't say that?
I didn't say that. I said, thank you very much. She goes, you make me giggle. I went, thank you. That's all I need. I said, this is going to be a great meal. She goes, it's $156. It should be.
Had $156 with the Thai food.
I overorder aggressively. Like $100,
because that's a lot of Thai food. What is your favorite? I like pad Thai.
I got pad Thai. I got drunken noodles. I got spring rolls, shrimp spring rolls.
And do you finish this?
I got chicken penang. I got a yellow curry, and I got a pho.
And is the family involved in the?
The girls. I just order for everyone. I like ordering for everyone and just getting
it out
of the way.
You don't want to say, what would you like? Mm-mm. What are you? I'm going to order Thai, honey. What would you like? Yeah, you don't say that.
No, I just order it. And then it comes, and then we don't have to worry about it. I do that with meals.
We don't have to worry about it? Or they're probably worried that you ordered.
It's funny. Do you know Joe List? Hilarious comedian.
I don't know him. I know who he is. Yeah. I love Joe List.
Joe List is awesome. And so Joe, we went to Mark Norman's bachelor party. And there were like 15 dudes there. And I said, you want me to grab dinner? And everyone said, yeah. And I grabbed Thai food for everyone. I just ordered everything. I brought it in. I said, here's dinner. And Joe goes, you didn't ask me what I wanted. And I said, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And it mattered to Joe. Joe's like a lot like me and you, where he's a little more selective of what he wants to eat. He doesn't just want to go family style on whatever Bert decided was dinner.
Right. And I get that.
Yeah, yeah. And we got, it was a.
You got a fight.
We got into an argument. Yeah, like a heated argument. Because my thing was just say thank you and eat. And he was like, yeah, but I don't want that. And I said, but it doesn't matter what you want. I got it.
Just say thank you.
Just say thank you. And he goes, I'm not going to say thank you for something I don't want because you got me something I don't eat. He goes, I don't eat Thai food. And I said, you should try it. And he was like, I'm not going to try it at a bachelor party for the first time. And he goes, and so we got back and forth. And then we
a lot of these parts of the story I don't really understand.
No, yeah. And so, well, we got to an understanding that
did we get to an understanding or
Joe,
you?
Joe List and I did.
Okay.
And so he just is a very persnickety eater. And I
not.
And I'm not. I do that for everything. When I go out with my crew, like when we're like – tonight, when we go to the, we'll go to.
What about sex with your wife?
What about it? I would love to talk about this.
No, but like, is she persnickety, or did she just has to take whatever you give?
She's a picky eater. Not that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Doesn't matter. I'm giving it to you.
Yeah.
You just take what I get.
I learned at late in life to read her
like
body.
Caesar's.
To read her body.
To read her body.
Like to read what she
likes.
Oh,
if she wants something, so she knows now to go like an hour before to write shit on her body instructions.
Yeah.
Don't touch this.
Lower, right there.
Read this.
Yeah.
And do what you read.
No, I didn't understand the whole, I feel bad for everyone I had sex with before because I just was basically like, I'll do my thing. Like I just, and so.
Like ordering Thai food.
Like ordering Thai food. And then recently, and I say recently,
and you're going to get the pho.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've gotten better. I've gotten a lot better at reading her body and listening to her, the noises she makes. I'm sure you had to be in the room for this, Rachel. But yeah.
Is Rachel your daughter?
No, Rachel's one of my favorite human beings alive.
Right.
Rachel helped me create Something's Burning, my cooking show.
Okay.
And then
Let me ask you something. So the reading her body and listening to the sound she's making, is the sound ever... No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's
yes,
the sound.
Yes.
That's the sound.
I've heard
you
that.
Need
she doesn't like
to.
Licking. Like I'm a licker, and she doesn't like it.
Anywhere.
No. Just all over her body. She doesn't like licking in certain places.
Like my eye. Don't lick my eye.
I'll lick a neck.
No, but an eye. Like she doesn't want you to lick her eye.
Never.
Especially
done that.
When it's open.
No, I've never done that. But like she's like, I feel like you like licking. I go, I love licking. She goes, I don't. I said, but that's my thing. She goes, yeah, I'm well aware of that. I need to tell you that I don't like it because then I'm just covered in your saliva.
Right.
And it's like, you know, spit smells and now it's just all over me. And I was like, wow. Yeah, but I like that. She was like, yeah, but I don't. So right. I had to learn.
Okay.
How about you with sex?
What about it?
Are you, like, how's your sex life?
I have a really good sex life.
Really?
Yes, I do. I do have a really good sex life. And then sometimes my wife will join me.
Oh my God.
And she's learned to read like the sounds and the noises of what I like.
Really? What do those sounds sound like?
Please! Please!
Right there!
The sound of begging. I've been married for 43 years.
Is your wife Armenian?
No, she's just hairy. No, why would you even ask that?
I thought she was Armenian.
Why would you think
Persian?
No, again, another hairy.
Is she Jewish?
Yes.
Okay.
And blonde. She's Romanian.
Is she really Romanian?
Why would I lie about that?
I knew it was an in. I knew it was an in.
Yeah, why would you lie about that? Her parents are. She was born in Canada. She's a beautiful young lady. We've been married for 43 years.
God. Yeah. Do you ever think that, because I'll say one of the reasons I don't cheat is because I have, not one of the reasons, well, I love my wife is the number one reason.
It's hard to find a stranger that wants to be licked.
Yeah.
All over their body.
I have a fear of disease. Like, you know, like I.
Hello.
And so my wife kind of knows that she's safe with me on the road because I'm so afraid of disease that I would never cheat on her because I don't want to put myself in that personal hell.
Right.
Do you think your wife feels the same way about
you? Have you ever licked somebody with psoriasis?
No.
No, I'm just wondering because before a lot of people have psoriasis and then they don't talk about it.
I thought I had psoriasis today.
Today?
Yeah.
Right before you joined me?
Yeah.
Why? What made you think
I had a sticky thing on my stomach.
Oh, my God.
I got out of my polar plunge and I was like, what is this?
You have a what sticky thing on your stomach.
And then I was like, it's nothing. I'm disgusted
right
it.
Now.
No, but you know,
and then I'm going to go talk to Howie about my sticky thing on my stomach.
No, but I didn't know what it was, and so I got out of the. I said I'm not gonna give it attention because that will blossom into me losing my mind.
Well, it's blossoming in my mind
and
right now.
So I got
your
out
sticky
then,
fucking
as
stomach.
As I came downstairs, Leanne goes, "What's that?" And I went, "It's my fucking stomach." And I said, "Do not bring it up. It's not. I don't know what it is." And then butter. she went, "Is that a stick?" And I had a stick in my shirt, and I went, whoa. And then the sticky thing was gone. I washed it off in the shower.
Wait.
It's
a stick? What is a stick? A stick is a piece of wood.
Did you hear her say that, Rachel? I had like a little piece of hay or something.
You had hay?
Or so, I don't know what it was. It was like
how do you get fucking hay in your shirt
no
and
idea.
It sticks in your stomach and you found it in your puller plunge?
I don't know. It was a little piece of something, and I thought she was talking about
this. But you had it in your shirt.
It was in my shirt.
You take a polar plunge in a shirt.
No. I took the polar plunge, took a shower outside, threw on my jeans, grabbed my shirt, and drove over here with her shirtless. And then I put my shirt on right before you came in.
When did you notice a sticky thing?
Out of the polar plunge. Out of the
Are
polar
you saying
plunge.
Something sticking or something that was like tacky and sticking?
Tacky and sticking.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for it.
It's still there?
No, I can't find it. So, the way my brain works is if say I find like a, say I see like a dark spot on my thing, if my brain thinks about it, I will spiral out of control
dark
about it.
Dark spot on your thing?
Like I have a mole on my calf. One day I was in the
Why?
Sun and I saw the mole on my calf and I went, oh.
Well, that's a mole on your calf. That doesn't bother me as much as the sticky shit on your stomach.
Yeah.
And it's from hay that got caught in your shirt. Do you have horses?
This
do you have
story,
horses?
No, I do not have horses. This story,
where do you get fucking hay?
I have no idea. She won't answer
We're
her fucking phone.
Home
she won't answer her phone.
Phone her now. Because it bothers me. Maybe it isn't. Maybe. And why did your wife's diagnosis of why your stomach is sticky is not
she
enough for me.
She didn't know that it was sticky. Only I knew that it was sticky.
After you come out of the water, if something's sticky because you have hay in your
Hey, two things.
Hey.
Two things.
Start right to the point.
Howie, I told Howie about Sandy's dad's name.
Yeah.
And he said, has she had any plastic? He didn't, all he knew was Sandy's first name. He said, did you have any plastic surgery? And I said, no. And he goes, so no tit for tat?
Ah, very good.
Yeah,
thank
right,
you.
Right,
thank
yep,
you.
Yep.
Thank you.
He told me this great story.
But I'm worried
about the Jews when they finally found water in the desert. Oh, after 40 years of searching, do you know what the first thing they did
they
to it is?
They were searching for water. They were going to the homeland. What? They were going to Israel.
Privatize it.
Nice.
Smart. Didn't I say that they'd say that? That's smart, not
right.
Funny.
So, okay, last one.
Very smart.
Last one. Today, when I walked into the house, into this house, and and you felt my stomach, and you go, what's that?
That's success.
What
Can
did
I just
you
say
find?
That success? What? When I walked into the house, this house.
It was a piece of straw,
Like hay.
Straw or something.
Yeah.
Where would your husband get hay caught in his shirt?
No clue.
Doesn't that bother anybody but me?
No, it doesn't bother me, but no idea.
We live in the suburbs. This is the suburbs. You're in the suburbs. You're not on a fucking farm. Your husband has a piece of straw that creates a stickiness on his near his navel.
Well, I was telling him that when you did that, I went, you go, what's this? And I went, don't do that. Don't do that because I had stickiness on my stomach. And I thought so all of a sudden you felt it. And then you said, no, it's a piece of straw.
It's a piece of straw, yeah. I am never surprised by the shit I find in his clothing. I have no idea where any of it comes from.
Tell Howie about the time that you found my toenails.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is pretty bad. I don't know if Howie will. I don't know. If
This may be a bad one. Let's pivot.
No, go ahead. I've already been in a sweat once today. Do you know what a prolapsed anus is?
Babe, do you know what a prolapsed anus is?
Yes, I do, and I don't want to see one. Thank you very much. I know what it is, but I don't need to see it.
Why do you know what it is?
She follows
because
all the
Because they grew up on a farm.
They live on a farm. There's hay and prolapsed anuses.
No.
Why in a farm? Why would a prolapsed anus happen on a farm?
Cows. Tell them.
E-I, ow.
Prolapsed uterus?
Prolapses.
What?
Yeah, prolapsed uterus, when a cow is calving, if they push too hard, they can sometimes push their uterus out with the calf. So it's a prolapsed uterus, and then you have to put it back in and then sew their uterus shut, their vagina shut.
You've done that?
So it'll heal. No, I haven't done it, but I've seen it.
But can I, on a human, can a uterus prolapse?
Yes, it can.
And can a, on a human, can a uterus prolapse and an anus all at the same time? Like everything, you just empty the bags.
That's more than I really want to know about. I don't know.
Wow.
That would be terrible.
Soft pitch, Howie. You get a latex anus and you put it over your head and you blow with your nose and you prolapse an anus and it comes out of the top and you go, is this COVID related?
You guys.
Nothing. Really? No, I'm thinking.
What we're talking about no. today?
Hey, what was the last thing we were going to, why did we call her? Oh, toenails. Tell them about toenails.
Toenails.
Okay. So when we were first married, Bert moved into my apartment. I'm a very new.
Is that when right at, was that close to the bad haircut or was that way after the bad haircut? You broke up.
This, you're going to lose her. You're going to lose her.
I don't know anything about a bad haircut.
I'll show you a picture of it. I'll show you a picture of it. Go ahead.
Okay. So he moved into my place. I'm super tidy, really clean. I knew from looking at his place, he was a little bit of a slob or a lot of a slob. I had to like reconcile that with myself before we moved forward. I was good. And I was cleaning the house one day and I found that he had trimmed his toenails, walked across the room to get my scotch tape, and then picked the toenails up with the scotch tape, and then taped them to the underside of the coffee table. I was pretty sure I had found myself involved with a psychotic person.
I don't know, it just seemed like it made sense at the time.
It didn't make sense. You walked all the way and got the... If you had just put them in your hand and put them in the garbage... That's the same amount of effort to get the scotch tape.
Why?
Walk it all the way back.
What do you mean you don't know?
Pick it up and tape it underneath.
Why doesn't it bother you as much as it bothers her?
It doesn't bother me at all. I don't know why.
No, but you say you're a little OCD-ish. Why would you like go through the effort? The effort of picking... I thought first, right when you said tape, I thought that was great because it would be hard to... Once you clip your nails, your nails are gone. You can't pick up nails. What a great way to pick up nails with tape. That's like a life hack.
Yeah.
And then once you've picked up all the nails with the tape...
I think that's how it started. And then I said, wow, I have all these nails taped. I don't want to get back up.
I just ran out of steam.
Stuck it under the table. I was like, we'll deal with that later.
Now it makes sense. So it's a life hack gone.
Yeah.
Well, so you saw the taped nails, yet you still went forward with the relationship.
It was as if I got to the water after being in the desert for 40 years.
No, he's not talking to you.
Oh, and she privatized your nails.
I did. I totally did. Yes.
All right. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
She's amazing.
She's great.
She really is.
She's really great.
She found nails under the table and stuck with you.
She's patient.
She found hay in your shirt from nowhere. There isn't hay within 30 miles of this home.
Yep.
And she stuck with
you. And she stuck with me.
That's a keeper.
Yeah. She is. I think I'll get her pregnant. Not anymore. She's getting menopause.
Does she want you to say that?
No, she doesn't mind. She wants to bring awareness to menopause.
She doesn't seem to. She seems to have a good psyche.
Sweats in the middle of the night, really aggressively, pouring sweat.
Those are called hot flashes.
Yeah, she gets hot flashes.
Like I had when you were talking about.
That's crazy that was so visceral that like it literally hits you and went.
Oh yeah, it did.
That was great.
This is good.
Oh, Tom wanted to. This is what Tom wanted us to talk about.
Okay, where is Tom today?
His Ozempic ran out, and so he had to go to Canada to get more Ozempic.
Wait, Ozempic?
It's the diabetes drug to lose weight.
He's using that?
Yeah, he's been using it for ever since he started losing weight.
Was he vaxxed?
No, he's a big anti-vaxxer.
No, that's what I think. So a lot of the anti-vaxxers, I'm not going to be political or anything, they're okay with taking Ozempic, but not the vaccine.
That's Tom.
But the thing is that the people at Ozempic, who make Ozempic are saying, it's not really qualified for this.
Yeah.
We're not covering this. This could be a problem. But you'll jam that shit into your stomach, but you won't take the vax.
I'm trying to remind myself to say this is a joke because if I don't, sometimes I leave it in. Tom's a big anti-vaxxer and he's on Ozempic. Anyway, Hang on. This is what Tom said, okay?
Okay.
I love inappropriate behavior in public settings. I love someone out of line. Can you ask Howie if he has any Hollywood stories about the most inappropriate thing he's ever witnessed in person?
Well, we talked about the prolapsed anus. It's got to be a Hollywood story about
most. Yes. Well, he's really into Hollywood. Like, he wants to be like a celebrity and stuff, so.
I've been around for a long time. Have I noticed anything inappropriate? Do I have a story about somebody being inappropriate or something? Oh, my! I got invited to Diana Ross's 75th birthday.
Wow.
Wow.
How does she look?
She looks great. I was at her opening act.
I knew that.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I did something called the Merv Griffin Show. That was one of the first shows I did. And it was right when Kiss was at the height of their...
I remember that. I was in first grade.
Yeah. So I got a call. After I did Merv Griffin, I got a call from Gene Simmons. I almost cried.
Hello, Howie.
Yes. Who's this?
He hates me.
Why?
I had an issue with him. He wasn't very nice to me when I met him. And then I talked about it on Rogan, and then he blocked me.
Wow.
Yeah. But we keep going. I'm still a Kiss fan.
Okay. So he called me. Gene Simmons from fucking Kiss calls me. And he goes, I saw you on the Merv Griffin Show. Me and my girlfriend were laughing our asses off. We think you're really funny. Will you be the opening act for my girlfriend? And I go, okay, who's your girlfriend? And, you know, he lived with Diana Ross.
No way.
That was his fucking girlfriend. Yes.
Diana Ross is so beautiful.
She is beautiful. He was on my podcast. He talked about this. But, you know, the whole story is, and you can go to Howie Mandel, that stuff, to find out. But he was living with Cher. He was living with Cher at the time. And then he was going to New York. He had to go to New York to do something. And he wanted to buy Cher a nice gift for her birthday or for Christmas or something. I can't really remember. But he goes, what do I don't even know how to shop for. How do you shop for fucking Cher?
Yeah.
And she said, well, my girlfriend will take you shopping. Her girlfriend, her friend, was Diana Ross.
And they fell in love.
They fell in fuck.
They fell in fuck.
You know, I don't know. He cheated on Cher with Diana Ross, and that became his girlfriend. And then he saw me on TV and hired me to open up for Diana Ross.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was a big break in my career. And I went to her 75th birthday. What was the story? Oh, yeah. So I went to her 75th birthday, and then she was going to do a concert. We had to go across the street, and somebody was dancing to her singing, and they had a cane, this really heavy cane, and the guy slammed it on my wife's toe and broke her fucking toe. My wife was sitting there crying. And it was really, so somebody, a friend of ours said, you know, try this. This will take away the pain. And my wife smoked a lot of pot.
Yeah.
In the moment and got really, really high, like crazy high, so high that she got like paranoid and said, we got to get the fuck out of here. Everybody's looking at me. Nobody's looking at you. Diana Ross is singing.
Yeah.
Nobody's looking at you, honey. Diana Ross is singing. And then she couldn't even stand up. Whatever this pot had, it was like crazy powerful.
Yeah.
My wife couldn't stand up. She goes, I'm carrying her through the crowd. I'm carrying her. I got to get her out. And Robin Thicke, I know Robin. Well, Robin, I don't think he even realizes this. He goes, I'm going on next. I'm singing a song. I'm going to do something with Diana Ross. I'm going to
do something. The child, Robin Thicke?
What?
The child? Oh, Alan Thicke was his dad. I meant Alan Thicke. I'm sorry. I keep going Robin Thicke.
The child?
I thought they were both named Robin Thicke. I forgot. And then I went, no, his dad's Alan Thicke.
Okay. Alan Thicke gave me one of my first breaks, too.
Alan Thicke was a cool fucking dude. I met him on a plane.
Yeah.
And I was like, I geeked out a little bit. It was first class sleeper beds. And I went, I got to just say hi. I grew up watching you.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, thank you very much. You want a camera? It was before cell phones were around.
Right.
Like to take pictures.
Right.
He goes, would you like to get a picture? I said, I want a camera. And he said, well, let's have this moment.
Let's
and he goes,
it.
Hey, it was very nice meeting you. And I went, oh, I fucking love that guy. He passed away, right?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. All right, keep going. So Robin Thicke's about to dance?
Yeah. The fact that you bring up the fact that his father died kind of takes the steam out of a funny story.
Sorry.
Yeah, his father died. And this was just months after his father had passed. and I'm carrying my wife out of this party, passing this young man who had just lost his father, an icon to the world, and I think the reason...
What happened?
He said, looked as I was passing, he goes, I'm about to do something with Diana Ross. And I think just the light hit him right. Cause I could see still, he was still very emotional over the loss of his father.
Yeah.
And my wife, who was high on, I don't know what, just said, no, I got to piss. We're leaving.
To Robin Thicke?
Yeah.
Right after his
father died and he was about to get on stage. Is that awkward and uncomfortable Hollywood story?
Well, guys, that's what Tom wanted to end the show.
Yeah, nothing says... And he went out there and he sang, knowing that he didn't have a father and my wife had no interest in hearing the song.
Who's the guy with the cane that hit her in the foot? Was it?
He died 6 months later, that guy. He's dead too. Everybody in this story is dead to me and to all of us. Thank you, Tom. It's a great suggestion.
Good job, Tom. Great episode of Two Bears, One Cave. Howie, thank you so much. Yeah. I mean, we ended here, but that's what Tom wanted. I love you, Howie.
I love you too.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.